Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, first things first, we got to get to the important stuff around Atlanta. It's tragic. We might have to take a couple of seconds for silence.
I was not prepared for this response when I just randomly came across this in my Insta feed and told you guys what was happening.
Yeah, and Abby and I had very different reactions to it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I'm not necessarily sentimental about this place. I think I've been there maybe three times, and it's just every time it's a disappointment.
I think I've been there twice and been run out of there by youngsters because I looked around that room and I'm like, I am way too old to be here.
Yeah.
But it is an institution. On Roswell Road, I know some of you guys are freaking out right now. It's not the dance place.
It's not Johnny's.
It's not Johnny's.
Johnny is safe.
Johnny's never going anywhere.
No.
The Ivy is closing.
And what's crazy is after 14 years, but for some reason I thought it was there a lot longer.
Yeah, it does have that feel, doesn't it? It smells like it's been there longer.
It definitely smells like it's been there longer. I've been there two or three times myself, and like you, I got ran out because clearly I was entirely too old.
Okay, so I've only been one and done for me. I took my niece there. This was years ago. I mean, this is probably like 13 years ago. Took my niece there, and I didn't get run out. I was so determined to like be young and be hip and be cool. Nobody spoke to me. Nobody talked to me. Nobody wanted to dance with me. Nobody bought me shots. But my niece was like,
no doubt.
The dudes, you couldn't like pull them off of her with a crowbar. I went home and felt so bad about myself.
Yeah, Abby will do that to you.
Right?
Abby, you're the most recent attendee of the Ivy. So for those that have never been to this institution in Buckhead, explain what it is.
It's basically like a frat house sports bar if a 2010s beauty influencer decorated it. Like the inside has, no, is
it's
that not
oddly, oddly specific and accurate?
It's specific because if you walk inside, there's like this damask wallpaper that looks like it should be in like Jaclyn Hill's bathroom, but then there's TVs everywhere, so it's a sports bar, and then you go outside and it's all of like the big universities sports teams flags
minus
and
one.
Minus one. Who's not in there? UK?
Yes.
UK's really? Not in there.
You're the only one that's noticed.
Every time I drive by and I look at all the flags, I'm like,
yeah. And the median age in there is like 17. Yeah. Like I go in there and I feel old. Like I'm like, I shouldn't be here. It's so young.
And but I think for me, just because it is just sort of this divey institution that has been around. I mean, if you're in that industry for 14 years in this city, you have done something special.
Absolutely.
No matter how crappy the place might be and no matter how hard it is to actually pick your shoes up from that sticky floor.
It is the stickiest. If there was an award for stickiest floor in Atlanta, yes, I would get it.
There's going to be plenty of nominees now for the most, but it's just kind of a bummer to see a place that has been around for 14 years go away and has been such a joyful place for high school juniors and seniors for so long.
I just wish I'd have got there 20 years before.
Right.
All right. So Kristen has an idea that I am... It doesn't smell right to me. There is something that just doesn't smell right to me, and it's maybe because I'm nervous of the disappointment.
I know you're trying to protect your heart because you don't want to be hurt, and I get that. But I got an email from Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, right? The actual airport didn't write me an email, but the woman who works in marketing did. And we had been talking off air. I don't think we had disclosed on air what we had found out, but we had been talking off air about who's going to be the new voice of the plane train.
Well, here's where it all came up is that I got a DM from a listener that screenshotted an article saying that a radio personality has already been selected. Ryan Cameron has already been selected to be the Atlanta Hartsfield voice of the entire airport. Now, Ryan is a professional friend of mine, so while there was some part of me that was like, well, hey, good for Ryan, that dude is a hustler, I was mourning. Because as much traveling as I do, it would be an honor to be that voice, and I didn't know anything about it.
Yep. And so we were talking, and it was so weird. That day, we were talking about it, and, you know, yes, and you can feel more than one emotion at a time. Bert was feeling, you know, happiness and pride for his friend and colleague Ryan, but also feeling very envious and jealous and sad for himself because his you know, silvery pipes were not even considered for this gig.
So the Atlanta airport for me, if you're listening for any amount of time, is the girl that I really want to go out with that wants nothing to do with me.
We couldn't get you on the billboard.
Couldn't get me on the billboard.
Keep getting away.
Every celebrity in Atlanta, even if they had only 13 people on their TikTok account, they were on these billboards in Atlanta. And I travel, and it's my passion to travel. I have spent so much money and so much time in that airport. It would be an honor for me to have my picture up. Couldn't get that done. And then they didn't even ask. I wasn't even in consideration. It's the girl that doesn't want to go out with me. I'm the short guy.
But that day, literally that day, I check my email, and it says, please see attached for an airport talent engagement opportunity.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, they've sent these before. And I opened it and I'm scrolling through and it says, through this request for proposals, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport seeks to establish a roster of qualified vendors to be engaged on a needed basis to provide talent to the corporation. And what this is specifically looking for is voices for the airport.
Now, something doesn't smell right to me here, though, okay? Something just doesn't smell right. Now, I've been in this industry, and I know in other industries, sometimes they will fill a position, but out of obligation, they have to post it, even though the position has really kind of, wink, wink, already been filled. So I'd be willing to do the work on this because it does take a lot. Like, you got to put a reel together. Mm-hmm. You got to put a voice audition together and everything. So I'm lining these whole things up, right? And it says that selected vendors will be engaged for 1 year. Mm-hmm. It's a contract that'll take effect on December 1st, 2024. So why would they be soliciting for a job when the contract starts on December 1st?
Well, but when you look down, you have to have the submissions on December, I think it might
December
be.
December 9th, it says. Yep. Submissions are due on December 9th, but the contract starts on December
1st. Probably 2025.
It says 2024.
Yeah, I think it's retroactive because again, you kept saying, but Ryan Cameron has been tapped for this. However, it says a roster. So they're looking for multiple people whose voices they want to utilize. And I went down to the scope of work to fully understand what they're looking for here. And it says ATL is seeking professional voiceover talent to serve as the consistent and official voice of the Atlanta airport. Recordings will include messages on we call it the plane train, but they call it the automated people mover.
Nobody's ever called it that.
They said the automated people mover, and then they go, also known as a plane train. And then the selected talent will also record audio messages heard throughout the airport's public address system. The recordings consist of operational directioner and at times and perhaps emergency messaging.
Could you imagine if Ryan is the only voice in there and I travel as much as I do, could you imagine me going through the airport without the rage that I would absolutely feel not having even a shot at this thing?
How about even more rage? Because there is one person in here for sure. If they record it, they will get picked. And every time you ride the plane train, you'll be listening to Kaylee's voice.
Could be, man. He does have the voice. Now, here's something else you need to know. And this is open to anybody. It's not just professionals. If you wanted to try it, they are paying $75,000 for this thing.
What? Girl, afford that over here.
$75,000. Now, I will say this. If you want to seriously consider me, I would do it for just $10,000 to go to Burt's Big Adventure. I would do it for free, man. That's how much of an honor it would be. But I really kind of feel like this thing's already done.
I followed up and I hit them up and they said that they're still looking for submissions.
She don't want to kiss me. She wants to kiss Kaylee.
You might want to invest in some really good headphones to travel.
All right, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.